The Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards by James Gashel. There was a photo on the page, the caption, James Gashel. From the editor, James Gashel is secretary of the National Federation of the Blind and chairs the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards Committee. Here is his announcement about the 2011 Bolotin Awards program. The National Federation of the Blind is once again pleased to announce our acceptance of nominations for the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards. This recognition of Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award winners has become an important part of our annual convention and includes a substantial cash award made to each recipient. Given in his memory, the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards are a way to recognize individuals and organizations working in the blindness field that have made outstanding contributions toward achieving the full integration of blind people into society on a basis of equality. Dr. Bolotin was a pioneering blind physician who practiced in the early 20th century, and the awards which now bear his name are made possible through the generosity of his late nephew and niece. Their bequest, the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust, allows the National Federation of the Blind to provide direct financial support to individuals and organizations that are improving the lives of the blind throughout the United States. As chronicled in his biography, The Blind Doctor, by Rosalind Perlman, Bolotin fought ignorance and prejudice to gain entrance to medical school and the medical profession. He became one of the most respected physicians in Chicago during his career, which spanned the period from 1912 until his death in 1924. He was particularly known for his expertise in diseases of the heart and lungs. Bolotin used his many public speaking engagements to advocate for the employment of the blind and their full integration into society. Interested in young people in general and blind youth in particular, Dr. Bolotin established the first Boy Scout troop consisting entirely of blind boys and served as its leader. Jacob Bolotin's wife, Helen, had a sister whose husband died suddenly, leaving her to raise a son, Alfred Perlman. The Perlmans moved in with the Bolotins when Alfred was 11, and for 4 years, until Jacob Bolotin's untimely death at the age of 36, Uncle Jake became Alfred's surrogate father. Alfred later married Rosalind, and the couple worked on a book about Dr. Bolotin's life. After Alfred's death in 2001, Rosalind dedicated the rest of her life to completing and publishing the book. In her will, she left a bequest, the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust, to the Santa Barbara Foundation and the National Federation of the Blind to publish Dr. Bolotin's biography and establish the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award Program. Blue Point Books, www.bluepointbooks.com, published The Blind Doctor, The Jacob Bolotin Story, in 2007. Award Description. The National Federation of the Blind will again recognize individuals and organizations that have distinguished themselves in accordance with the criteria established to receive the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award. While the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Committee will determine both the number of awards and the value of each award presented, the total cash amount of the awards made in 2011 is expected to be approximately $50,000. The Federation determines the total amount to be distributed each year based on the trust income received. Each year, one or more awards will be presented to individuals and one or more to corporations, organizations, or other entities. Both blind and sighted people may apply. The committee may also accept nominations made by third parties. Who should apply? Individuals. Only individuals over 18 years of age may apply for a Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award. Applicants must demonstrate that they have shown substantial initiative and leadership in improving the lives of the blind. Examples of such initiative include, but are not limited to, developing products or techniques that increase the independence of the blind, directing quality programs or agencies for the blind, or mentoring other blind people. All individual applicants must be able to demonstrate that they have worked on their projects related to the advancement of the blind within the 12 months prior to submitting their applications. Applications by individuals must include at least one letter of recommendation from a person familiar with or directly affected by the work done by that individual to improve the lives of the blind. Organizations. Organizations may apply for a Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award in order to help them further programs, services, technology, or techniques that have assisted and will continue to assist the blind. Organizations applying for a Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award must be able to demonstrate that their programs or services include substantial participation by blind people as developers, mentors, administrators, or executives, and not merely as clients, consumers, or beneficiaries. For example, an organization operating a program for blind youth might demonstrate that a substantial number of the counselors, teachers, or mentors involved in the program are blind. The organization must be able to demonstrate that it has substantially aided blind people within the 12 months prior to application, and that a Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award would allow it to build on previous successes. The application must also include a testimonial from at least one blind person who has benefited from the programs or services. To qualify for an award, both individual and organizations must be domiciled in the United States of America, and their work must primarily benefit the blind of the United States. Procedures. More information, including an online application, can be found on the National Federation of the Blind website at http://www.nfb.org/nfb/Bolotin_award.asp. Online submission of nominations, letters of support, and other relevant materials is strongly encouraged, though paper applications will be accepted. The 2011 deadline for application submissions is March 31. Candidate recipients will be notified of their selection no later than May 15. All decisions of the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award Committee are final. The awards will be presented in July during the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind. Individuals selected to receive an award must appear in person, not send a representative. Organizations may send an individual representative, preferably their chief executive officer. Recipient candidates must confirm in writing that they will appear in person to accept the award at the National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention. Failure to confirm attendance for the award presentation by June 1 will result in forfeiture of the award. Ineligible persons. Those employed full-time by the National Federation of the Blind may not apply for a Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award for work performed within the scope of their employment. Students may not apply for both a Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award and a National Federation of the Blind scholarship in the same year.